I've pressed it. I fucking pressed it, guys.
Right, J. Rob Oppenheimer.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Game Show. It's me, your host, Andrew Rice. I don't know why I've ended up with this rhythm. And who have I got on the quiz? I've got Luke. How are you doing?
Yo, 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 what it is, bitches? I'm high on crack.
I'm not sure that's a great intro. Would you like to elaborate?
Me and Mercy were rewatching that old video of Pac-Man saying that from like 2004.
See, I did not know that there was an old video of that, so I was just very confused.
And it's from the start of a music video of like a techno remix of Pac-Man, it turns out.
Well, there we go. Is it a good remix of Pac-Man?
Apparently Mercy used to listen to it a lot. I only listened to the dumb clip.
I think I'll stick to my non-remix versions of Pac-Man. Gang. Wait, Pac-Man doesn't got any music, is it?
It's got like starting music.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, yeah. But I was thinking like the rest of the game was just whacka whacka whacka. Exactly, yeah. That was what threw me. And not the good whacka whacka, the bad whacka whacka.
But there's an episode title already.
And who else is here? I think we've got Massive Das.
You have got Massive Das this week, yes.
Have we got
Pegasus?
He doesn't
sound very happy about it.
Just to confirm, you volunteered yourself for this.
Yes. No point. Yeah, I did volunteer myself for this.
So you can't be angry at anything that happens.
Well, Das can never be upset about being on this podcast because he begged us for months to be on it.
Yeah. Well, I say I'm not unhappy at the moment, but I don't know what your quiz is. It could be, I don't know.
You got to finish that sentence now.
A quiz about,
trail off.
Dark Souls or something, you know, which I will not get a single question correct.
It's probably going to be about the month of May.
Unlikely to be a quiz about Dark Souls, because that would be very specific and totally irrelevant to what's coming out in May. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did think about April, to be fair, as I haven't done an April quiz.
Did you not? But I mean, fuck all came
no,
out.
No.
Oh.
Exactly. Not that there's much coming out in May. But but yeah, the answer is I there wasn't anything. There was so little that I couldn't even make a first round out of it. So, yes, it is a May quiz.
Nice.
So, enjoy
it's gonna
that.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be my. So, what does everyone know about the month of May?
It's Star Wars Day is in the month of May.
That is correct.
So is Dragon Ball Day.
I don't know what Dragon Ball Day is.
It's on the 9th of May because it's Goku in Japanese.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It comes after April.
Good fact, good fact.
I think it's one of the original ones, not one of the weird ones Julius Caesar added.
How many did he add? Two?
Only two, I think.
Yeah, well, that's obviously July and August, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds like we're all big fans of May. So, the first round is the May Game Roundup, which I suppose I didn't actually give any names to the rounds. So
I just realised it would have been great. I really hope you have a whole round just about Aunt May.
Alas, as far as I'm aware, she will not feature today. It's the standard guess a number and get the closest to get point. And the first question is for Luke. How many animals were in Endless Ocean?
Ooh. Wait, was it? No, you said birds aren't animals, not fish. So
this is
just
purely
zero.
Based on what I found when googling it, which means I think it does count fish and other things in the game. So do you say? I think you said a number, but it was 50. Okay,
50.
And Mass, what is your guess?
I'm going to go 51.
Okay, well,
God, I hope it's 49.
Cheeky little tactic. It is 214, so Mass comfortably wins that. Mass, you can have the bonus question.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to visit each animal to learn everything the game has to offer about them?
3.
You are bang on, sir. Congratulations on your bonus point.
I just realised that considering Endless Ocean is literally just swimming with fish,
mm-hmm.
you would need a couple hundred for it to be worth any money at all.
Yeah. That was a pretty terrible guess. I'm not going to lie. Question 2. Master, go first. How many campaign levels were in Prison Architect?
8.
And Luke?
9, fuck you.
You shouldn't have done that. That was the wrong way around. It is 5.
Fuck me, I guess
that's because it's the, you know, it's a sim game, innit? So you don't need too many levels.
I guess, yeah, levels going for ages.
Yeah. Mass, as a big Prison Architect head, I'm sure you can also tell me how many expansions there were.
4.
Oh dear, that was a terrible guess. It's 10.
10?
I'm going to give Luke a point because you were so far off. Pathetic.
How has he got 10?
Because they developed 10 expansions. It's pretty easy, mate. You can make as many expansions as you like. There's no limit.
Yeah, the fantasy seems quite a lot.
Well,
let me introduce you to a game called The Sims, mate.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Sims 4 has only got like 15.
I dipped my cookie for too long and I just fucking exploded.
Sorry, just to confirm, you just said only 15. Oh, what's happening?
I had a cookie and I dipped it in my tea for too long and then it fell and I tried to catch it and I just sort of slapped it and it's exploded everywhere. So I'm covered in cookie mush.
Big drama on the Game Show this morning. Well, on to question 3. Luke to answer first if he's recovered from his cookie-based disaster. How many normal enemies are there in Hellblade? That's normal enemy types, obviously, not how many are there in the whole game.
There's 2 races. I haven't heard people talk about like a huge variety of enemies, so I'm going to say 8.
Okay, and Mass.
I'm going to go 7.
7? Yep, you went the right way. It is 4.
I was going to say, I don't think there's hardly any at all.
There really isn't a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And how many bosses are there in Hellblade, Mass?
5.
Oh, you're wrong. It was all. It was close, but it was 4. So
this game's
having
shit.
That one.
Got 4 enemies and 4 bosses.
It's all about the vibe. It's not really about the combat or the
remember when
that kind of thing.
Balor was complaining that Monster Hunter only had like 20 monsters.
Yeah. But, you know, Hellblade's a lot shorter than Monster
Hunter.
Yeah,
it's only like 3 hours long.
None of his opinions are worth
it. That's also true.
Oh, Hellblade! I was thinking of Helldivers!
No.
Well, I can't help you with that. That's a very different game.
Right, yeah, because that game would be shit if there was just 4 enemies in it.
So, no, I don't think like the bugs there's that many enemy types. It's just you have like 50 of them coming to you.
I don't know. There's 6 or 7 enemy types for bugs, and then there's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Like because you've got all the variants that do different
elements
and shit. Yeah. Well, on to question 4. How many types of goo were in World of Goo?
I think it's me, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Massey.
3.
Okay, and Luke?
4.
I mean, that was very cautious. It is 13. Luke, as your bonus question, name the types of goo in World of Goo. I'll give you 1 point per type of goo.
Sticky goo.
Sticky goo is not on the list, so that ends that round. Of course, the goo types were common goo, albino goo, ivy goo, balloon goo, water goo, pokey goo, fuse goo, bone goo, beauty ball goo, plain goo. Goo is a really hard word to say this many times. Digital goo, block goo, and bomb goo.
Tell that to Freddie Mercury, mate.
Well, no, but here's his 2 goos, and they're not that fast. Yeah, that's it. There's only 2 goos, and it's not that fast. And radio doesn't sound like goo. Radio goo is quite easy to say. Question five. How many Paper Mario games are there? Luke, to go first.
Are you counting the one that's a Mario and Luigi game that has Paper Mario in it?
Well, that's not my problem.
Six.
Mass.
I think he's right. So six as well.
You can't go six as well.
Why not? Because that's the correct answer.
Because six has already been taken.
One... You should go lower in case he doesn't count the...
Yeah, so five.
Fucking idiot. There's six without counting that one.
Seven! He's absolutely tricked you! Luke, would you like to name the Paper Mario games?
Yes, I would. Paper Mario?
Yes.
Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door?
Yes.
Paper Mario Sticker Star?
Yes.
Super Paper Mario?
That was a confusing order.
I know, I forgot that one almost.
That's the one I forgot. That's the one I forgot.
Paper Mario Color Splash?
Yep.
Paper Mario the Origami King? Oh no, I just counted wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not even including the Mario and Luigi one.
Yes, and there's seven. So yeah. Would you like to name the seventh?
I thought I just did. Wait.
Nope, you missed it. You named all the rest of them. You just didn't name then Mario and Luigi.
Mario and Luigi, Paper Jam.
Yes, there you go. 7 points.
Okay, there you go. I was correct.
Yeah, I missed Super. I missed Super.
But that was where the drama was meant to come from, not from Mass being tricked into answering. No,
I'm really proud of that.
No, I totally forgot Super Paper Mario was a thing. So I counted six, and then no Mario and Luigi would mean five.
Yeah, you forgot yourself.
I forgot the Wii was a thing.
Wow. Well, after round one, that puts Luke on 10 points and Mass on 4 points.
But that score does not reflect how most of that round was going.
But that doesn't matter.
Nope.
On to round two. As we all know, the new entry in the F1 series is coming out. So there's 22 games in the series up to now. Please name them. And Mass, you can go first. And you have to be correct with the name. If the name is even slightly incorrect, you are immediately disqualified.
Okay. So are you counting the newest entry?
No,
it's not out yet, release. Is it?
Yeah, the newest one's not out. That's
okay,
one.
So F1 23.
Okay, you can have F1 23.
Oh, now I'm wondering, do they release them with the current year in the title instead of doing the FIFA thing? I'm not going to risk it. F1 22.
F1 22 is acceptable. Mass.
F1 21.
No, F1 21 is not a game.
My guess?
Luke.
Yeah.
F1 2021.
F1 2021 is a game. Luke, you can keep naming F1 games if you'd like.
F1 2020.
Yep.
F1 2019.
Sorry, just give me 2 seconds because I am going to struggle to write these down. I should probably do a line break, otherwise I'm just failed to give you points. Right, yes, 2019. Yep.
F1 2018.
Yep.
F1 2017.
Yeah.
F1 2016.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep doing this until I tell me I'm wrong. F1 2015. Mm.
Yeah.
F1 2014.
Yeah.
F1 2013.
Yeah.
F1 2012.
Yeah.
F1 2011.
Yeah.
F1 2010.
Yeah.
F1 2009.
Yeah.
F1 2008.
No, there is no F1 2008, I'm afraid. The other games that you missed were, of course, F1 Career Challenge, F1 Race Stars, F1 2002, F1 2001, F1 Manager, F1 Championship Season 2000, and F1 2000.
I think I'll take the points. It's all good.
Hey, there we go. So after that round,
that was a round.
That was a round.
That was round two.
That put Mass
you were
on
really
5
counting
points.
On Mass being here this week, huh?
And Luke on 24 points.
Nice.
And the final round today is X is for Xylophone. It's name games that start with X, because frankly, there is no way I was ever going to make multiple questions out of this round. So it
this
might be a bit
be
of
a short fucking episode. I hope everyone's got some anecdotes we can go into. You have a good day, Andy?
Well, I haven't had a day yet, really. It's still the morning.
Oh, that's true. So, I mean, it's Sunday for you, right?
Yeah,
it's good Saturday.
It was a good Saturday. I went to see the film. Monkey Man. That was the film.
Oh, Monkey... I genuinely thought you were talking about Godzilla vs. Kong. No, Monkey Man is actually a film. Yeah, that's not here in Japan yet. They're always... It's always late in Japan because they want to bring it out in Golden Week.
Oh, okay. That feels like a random film to bring out in Golden Week. I mean, it's not a great film. It's fine.
Andy, it's Japan. Godzilla's really big here.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about Godzilla vs.
Oh, yeah, not Monkey Man.
We really crossed the streams on this.
Yeah. Yes, I heard Monkey Man was pretty interesting.
You can bring that one. It's all right. It's not great.
I see.
And, you know, Godzilla and Kong is another Godzilla and Kong film.
Yeah, which is, you know, all I need.
Oh, yeah, no, that's it. It's, you know, you can enjoy watching them punch things.
Which do you usually prefer, Saturdays or Sundays?
Saturdays is the best day. Yeah. Obviously, you got a whole day ahead of you as well.
That's true. Sunday is my Saturday, but yeah, I agree.
For me, Saturday is go out to restaurants and you know, live it up, and then Sunday is a bit more like, okay, you've got to behave. You can't just live your life like this.
I guess I don't really behave on either. But
well, that's it. That's how
if I have the weekend to myself.
This year, I've been real strict.
If I have the weekend to myself, Sunday is when I go out for like a big hike, and then Monday is usually when I take it easy. But yeah,
fair.
Mass, how often do you get a 2-day weekend?
What do you say about my weekend?
You're a shift guy, right? So do you often get 2 days together?
I occasionally get them off in the week now, a Friday and a Saturday, so it's kind of like a weekend.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad. And obviously,
yeah, mine's Sunday and Monday, so.
Yeah, and like I've ended up with Saturday and Sunday this week and go back tomorrow from my holiday, so.
I see. I got that dragged out your fucking short quiz for you, Andy.
Look, I was in a rush to get it ready.
You wouldn't have rushed. I was 25 minutes late.
I needed... Well, I couldn't not tell that before the fact. Right, anyway, I've got a list up here of video games that begin with X. So, you know, apologies if there's anything missing. I didn't make the list. But, Mass, you're behind, so you can go first.
Could I get an XCOM, please?
XCOM, please? It's not a spin-off I'm particularly familiar with.
Oh, but, okay. Do you want to... Is it Enemy Within or something like that, the subtitle? XCOM, Enemy Within.
You can have Enemy Within, yes.
Okay, excellent, thank you.
What about you, Luke Boy? What have you got for us today?
XCOM, Enemy Unknown.
Yeah, that is on the list, I believe. I mean, it's kind of mad if it's not. Okay, it's not on the list, but it's fine, because that is the actual first game. I don't think this is a very good list, guys. No. but I'll use my... I'll be kind and use my... Mass.
Could I have an XCOM 2, please?
You can have XCOM 2. Absolutely.
Can I have X-Men Legends?
He wants Legends. He's got Legends.
Could I have X-Men Legends 2?
He's pushing it. He's pushing it. You can have X-Men Legends. But, oh, well, okay. Do you know the subtitle?
I don't know. Something like Rise of the Mutants or something? I don't know.
Rise of Apocalypse is fine. I'll let you know. Yeah. I'm feeling generous.
Can I have
Luke.
Zevius?
Oh, he's gone old school.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, he's on the list. Mass.
Can I have X-Men the arcade game, please?
Is it called X-Men the Arcade Game?
It might have just been called X-Men, but everyone just calls it X-Men the Arcade Game because it was X... You know, like the Simpsons arcade game? It was just the Simpsons, but
I will give you X-Men. Okay. Yes, fine. Yes. I'm not going to validate whether or not that game is on the arcade. Luke.
Can I have X-Men 3? Oh, sorry, X-Men 3. The Last Stand.
X-Men The Last Stand. Ooh. Is there a game of it? It's not on this list. But
I remember reading about it in like GameCube magazines and that.
I know they did the Wolverine game. That's supposed to be pretty good.
No, there's one where it's like you play as Iceman for some levels and Wolverine. Maybe it was like technically a Between the Movies game or some shit.
It is a Between the Movies game, so I can't let you have it, I'm afraid.
Oh. Oh, come on, Mass, can you make up 20 points?
Take it away.
I had an X-Men fighting game on the PS1. I think it's called like X-Men Xavier's Academy.
I think it's called Mutant Academy or something like that. I was also trying to remember the name of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Mutant Academy.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm feeling generous enough.
Yeah. And it's got to be X at the start, isn't it? So I can't have Street Fighter versus X-Men.
Yeah, otherwise.
Damn.
Yeah, that would be a massive failing. I mean, you know, I've been pretty generous, but that is taking the piss now.
So you can't have Pokemon X.
Yeah. Yeah. There was
games that end in X, not so good. Not, I can't manage a quiz like that.
That's next year. He starts round one A, but at the end of the word.
If I could sort lists in that way,
there was another X-Men Legends game, wasn't there?
Loads of X-Men games.
There was one by Silicon Knights that was really bad from what I can remember. I can't remember what it's called. There could be other X-Men fighting games. Like they have that PS1. I'm trying to think. And then I'm stuck on X-Men now because there's got to be loads of them, but I just can't.
Well, there are loads of X-Men games, yeah.
Yeah. And then other X. Oh, X Force for the PS2.
You want X Force?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be X Squad, isn't it?
It's
X Squad. I said X Force, but it's X Squad.
I can't find it.
Yeah, it's X Squad. I said Force.
Oh,
but
dear. You've absolutely messed up.
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing.
I know the.
I can't even remember what I said that got me out, but I should have just gone X Wing.
You went X Men 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, that gets you a grand total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points, Mass, which puts you on a grand total today of 13 points. But Luke is the winner on 24 points. There we go. That was an exciting quiz about me. It turns out that when there's fuck all coming out, it's really quite hard to write quizzes about a month.
Just two different quizzes. No one told you to do this.
Yeah, and you could have done April. Well,
I've got to draw my inspiration from somewhere.
Yeah, you could have done April and May together.
No, I looked at April. April was worse, mate. Do you know what franchises came out in April? There is no franchises.
Oh, that was much.
No, that Preacher's March. That's it. She was in the fucking last quiz. Genuinely, I could not see a single franchise that I could ask questions about except for Top Spin 2K25. I couldn't do a whole quiz about tennis. Oh,
alright. What was the X-Men game I was thinking from Silicon Knights? Is it on your list there?
I haven't got Silicon Knights written down.
It might have just been called X-Men Legends, Mass, and it's like just like the console version was bad or something.
No, there was a third one.
X-Men Destiny.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
But just go, you could have Googled that yourself.
That was...
Yeah, the quiz is over. You're allowed to Google now.
Yeah. it's not cheating once it's done.
And there was a Mega Drive one as well, which I can think of.
Pretty sure it's just
One thing I would say is that nobody included Xenoblade, which is a bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think of definitely stuff.
You've got four solid games there, and I'd probably have let you add the DLC as well. But...
You got four games there.
Yeah, I would say Tournament Country could have counted because it was its own standalone thing. So you could have five. Yeah.
And then you could also have gone for Xena Gears, Xena Saga. You know, there was a lot of Xeno. Yeah.
Yeah.
You really fell apart. I'm not going to lie. You've You mess this up.
Yeah.
It's because I started on X-Men and XCOM. I was just thinking of things that are like X hyphen thing.
Yeah, same. Yep. It's why I went for X-Force.
I'm happy I at least had Zevius.
Yeah, that was a good one. Celebrate, you can tell everyone about the podcast.
Well, if you've enjoyed that, you're welcome. And if you didn't enjoy that, you're welcome that it was only 20 minutes long. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Game Game Show. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Actually, I don't think I made a Facebook for this one. But please do rate and review, like and subscribe. If you want it to be a bit, you know, longer, then get on that Patreon and support us. Because if we were financially incentivized, we might put more effort in.
We could have paid Musk today to come on if you gave us more money.
Or we just pay someone to write scripts for us and we just turn up and piss it out and leave, you know. We'd be like the Angry Video Game Nerd. The podcast would be shit now, but we'd be rolling
in. The real issue is that I'm in holiday mode now, and therefore I did actually have an idea for a more proper quiz, but I would have had to have done it at least a day ago. I didn't.
I was thinking, like, oh no, when I'm in holiday mode, that's when I spend more time on the podcast. So then it occurred to me that this is because Andy makes his podcast when he should be working.
No. I always make it on the morning of the podcast. The problem is that I needed actual more lead time than that.
Right. Oh, maybe we'll get that one in a future month.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, we will. I've got a whole new series planned to replace the little letter rounds. That's it.
Oh.
But it means I'm actually going to have to do it the day before the podcast, at least.
And we've still got Y and Z to go before that.
That's it. Two treats.
You proud of me there?
What, for remembering Y and Z? What?
For saying Z.
Because unfortunately I can't actually acknowledge that as a victory. It is just expected. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Re-recording.
I'm not re-recording. I'm recording a new podcast. This will be a different podcast to the one I just recorded.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if it's not?
It'd be impressive.
Coincidentally, Matt has the exact same 15 questions. Actually, I say 15 questions. 12 questions. Two of your rounds were one question. It was five.
The first one was 10. Sorry. I didn't count the bonus questions. Right, 3, 2, 1.